We are holding on Daf Chav Tes Siman Aleph Halacha Daled. So it says, Halacha Hamelech Chitav Latochon Chusi, or Latochon Amharetz. If you bring your wheat, which was already Musukan, so you have a Chaver bringing his wheat to a professional grinder, a miller, whether he's a Chusi or whether he's an Amharetz. So, because Kasalam Isus Lashrius, we don't assume that they switched it with their own, because they have inferior, let's say, quality, and you have better quality, and maybe they switched it. No, we're not afraid of that. I guess because they're makbid on Gneva. That would be Gneva. We're talking about Nachri, but then if you bring it to the Nachri, then Demai, it's a Suffolk. You don't know whether he switched it or not. In the event that he did switch it, then he would have switched it for his own, in which case it would have been Tevel Gomer, because he would not have been Mafresh Trumas either. So it's a little different than Demai usually is used. The terminology here does not mean Demai in the sense of like the rest of the Masechta, where it does not include Truma. Here it will actually include Truma Gedolah as well, because he's a Nachri. Okay? Hamakim Perosavetzal HaKusi, if you give the same thing as the first part was where you brought it to him on a professional level. He's a professional business of grinding and changing wheat to flour, let's say. In this last case, it's a one-on-one single transaction, and you're being mafkid your payrus by the kusi of the nach or the amharetz. So because kusulam isus, like it says in footnote 8, that even in a non-professional capacity, they are also believed. That's the condition of the second case. Of course, it's Lanachri, it's the same din. It's, no, one second. Over here it says a little bit different, actually. It's a shaila of whether it's Kepei Raisa. It says it's Kepei Raisa. This is a little change, actually, from the Raisa. The Gemara is going to actually ask this question. It doesn't say Demai, but it says Kepei Raisa, which means it's Tevel Mamish. Reb Shimon Oimer Demai. He disagrees with Tanakama. He says, no, it's not a Vada, it's a Suffolk. Lagabi, what's the machlokes? So he says in footnote 10 that both the Tanakama and Rav Shimon agree that you have to take off Truma Gedolah. But what is the shaila? The shaila is whether it's a suffix. So the dispute is only going to have one nafkamina. That's whether you have to give the Truma Gedolah to the Kohen without any compensation. You have to give it to him for free or not, according to the Tanakhama, who says it's definite Tevel, so you have to give it to the Kohen like you do any Matanis. You can't charge him for it, obviously. But according to Rav Shimon, it's a Matzim Chavel Haraya, and you'd be able to charge him a fee. According to Rambam, he says it's cited above in note 7. Anyway, without looking at note 7, such wheat is completely exempt from tithing. Accordingly, he explains that Rav Shimon's view is more stringent. According to the Tanakhama, the produce needs not be tithed, for even if the guy switched it for his own, he's exempt, because he holds the Yeshkin Lafkia. Rav Shimon argues that aside from the concern that he exchanged the deposit with his own produce, there's another chash that maybe he exchanged it with the produce of an Amma Aretz who deposited produce by him as well. So maybe that would be the Amma Aretz's stuff. So therefore, he would be L'chumra. So according to the Rambam Strat, it's Vadai, it's Kepirosa, meaning it's Vadai, not Chayev. According to Rav Shimon, it's Demai, and it's actually a suffix. So it would become out the opposite pshat. Okay, so we have two pshatim in Halon the Mishnah. So the Gemara Vayter, Chav Tes Siman Aleph, Reb Chiya b'Shem Reb Yochanan Nischav and Kubas Yishal, it's all talking. Let's suppose you have a chaver's box of wheat which was inadvertently exchanged at the Kuthi or the Amma Aretz's house. In other words, they're not kosher to mimachlef it on purpose, but inadvertently it happened. So then, it was one box of Mesukin with another box Amma Aretz, Simhuksek Amma Aretz, Liyos Tekin, Shamba Esa Hayyim. If there was an Haaretz who came as a customer that day, then the kosher you have to be worried about, maybe it was switched with that box. But if it wasn't that day, in a kosher, you don't have to worry about it. Meaning, if it wasn't known as a davar vadai that it was exchanged, you don't have to worry about it. So the Gemara asks v'yachush. Let him be indeed concerned that maybe, in other words, we said if it's not known that there was an Haaretz, that means there's still a suffix. The Gemara is asking if there's still a suffix, then let's be cautious for that suffix. Mabin al-Lasirki, what about what's the difference between this and a group of merchants who, in that case, we are a choshesh, even if it's just one day a year, and that's the case of we had it once before, but Loike and Tony, isn't it not a brisa that says, Sirki shaysim spachkasim echad min ha'asur, that if one day of the year, 364 days of the year, he sold mutter stuff, but then one day of the year, we found out that he vaday bought stuff which was forbidden. So the rule is naso isa hayom hochiach l'chol hayomim, that that day became a hochiach, means that's it creates an iser for all the rest of the days of the year. We should have a suffix. So in the English it says it follows. Then here too we should be concerned. Perhaps the Haaretz brought his wheat for grinding on the same day as the chaver. And his wheat. So, in other words, that's the Gemara's kasha of Yachosh. I'm not exactly sure why they had to quote a brisa to prove that we're Choshesh. There's a basic question over here. If we're talking about Nisa Drabonon, why don't you say Sveka Drabonon Lakulo? Let's leave that on the side. Serki, more answers, Esher Lo Shalot Histapek. This is actually Bitmiya. Serki, Esher Lo Shalot Histapek. Is it possible to say that he did not supply his customers with prohibited food? We know for sure there was one day of the year that he brought osadik food. Masha Enkein, turning the page of Tesoma Beis. Masha Enkein, the Amharetz, Bram Hochalo, Sagam Haaretz, the Yistak, and Shem Baisa Yom. There's no Chazaka, and therefore we can go Lakula and assume that he did not have a customer. That since we don't know for sure he had a customer, we can assume that it was okay. Now, 1 second. I think there was one other thing I want to bring over here. Yeah, that of course is a major svar over here, which is that even though the majority of the wheat was taka of musukindik wheat, so why are we worried about this minority? So the Gemara says, we don't go about, so he says in footnote 13, because this is a problem of Kavua, Kol Kavua K'maksal Maksadami, and therefore, in our case, where the presence of the mind, in that case, has been established amongst the tithe wheat, is considered fixed among the tithe wheat, so you apply that principle, and therefore, you don't go about the roof. In the brackets, he says, why we don't apply the principle of ruling leniently in the case of an uncertainty concerning a rabbinic prohibition, he says to see different marmakemis. So that's where you have to see, we have to do some Ian to find out the answer to that question. Okay, back to the next Gemara. So we're on Koftas on base. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question. Well, first the Gemara is going to quote Reb Taifa Smoker B'Shem Reb Avu Kusin Amonim Alap Bekadin. So he's quoting Reb Avu that they're believed when it comes to Bekadin, so you don't have to worry about them switching. So the Gemara says Lamas Nisahi. It says Eitzal Kuti. It says if you mafke by a kuti, you don't have to be cautious that he switched it. So then what's Reb Avu is telling me? He doesn't usually they don't usually just say things which are first in the Mishnah. The Gemara says Mas Nisin. So it's Gemara says that there was a history of the kusim. So it says over here that it's in Bavli Chulin 6a. It was discovered during the late Tanaic period that they worshipped idols. And that's when they decreed in the early Amoraic period that they not be regarded as Jews. Our Mishnah predated that discovery. And so therefore the Kusim were not suspect of worshipping idols. So Rabbi Abu clarifies that the Mishnah's ruling is still relevant subsequent to that discovery, although the rabbis decreed that they not be regarded as Jews, they themselves continued to consider themselves Jews and were careful with regard to the theft prohibition. So therefore, even after the decree, you don't have to be concerned. That was his chiddush. So in other words, Rabbi Avuhu is telling us that the Nemanim Alav Ikadin, even subsequent to the fact that they found that it's the Mus Yoina on Rosh Hashanah. Now the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos says that our Mishnah's ruling does not apply after the discovery that they worship the idols, which is a contradiction to our Gemara. Our opponent explains that the Rambam is following the Bavli, which disagrees with our Gemara, and maintains that after they discovered that, they're not considered Jews anymore. They're considered non-Jews in every respect, even concerning theft. Okay, so that's the first piece of Gemara. Now, Maushi Hinem and Loiman Atalta Vahinati Achem Musukam Taktehim. So, is the Amarist believed to say, I went ahead and took, in other words, he's telling us on his own, he comes forward and he says, look, you left by me a certain Pekatan, but I went ahead and took them for myself, and I switched them for other Paris, but those happen to have been Musukam as well. So, you don't need to worry about my stress. So, are you going to believe him or not? So, the Amarist says, if you're going to believe him that he took it, so believe him that he gave the maestros. This is the famous rule of Pesha Asa Pesha Hitra. He had immediately boy Shasa. He didn't have to say anything. It's only because of what he opened his mouth that we have to be worried about something. So believe him that he was Naitel the Paris as well. If you don't believe him at all, so don't believe him on the fact that he switched it either. Mar says, Kusi, and Mamina Shanatal may not Mamina Shanasa. On the other hand, when it comes to the Kusi, that is not true. Even like the Gra says in Aksav Yad Aleph, he says, and Mamina Shanatal may not Mamina Shanasan perish, Dafilu Bamigo and Anemon. You don't even give him a Migo. I think the Pshat is that the Kusi is such a Dover Pasha that he's not an Anemon. It blibes the Migum Malkam Adim. I think that's the Pshat in the Gemara. So, the Gemara, Rabbi Yonah Bois, Rabbi Yonah asks, Manan Kayama, what are we talking about? If he says, these are my produce that I grew. So, the Nafil Amaris, Lehin Amon, and Amaris shouldn't be believed either because Amaris has never believed on its own Paris. And it says over here in the brackets in footnote 10, that Pesha Asar is of no avail in the face of a strong assumption to the contrary. Okay? And I'm applying the Isali, and if he says someone else was Ma'asar for me, so then, Filu Kusi, I know, why don't you believe the Kusi? The Pshat is, over here he says, where he says a specific Chaver tied the produce for him, then you can ask that Chaver. It's a Milsa Da'avida Lagluye Lamashaka Be'inchi, the Gemara says. Whenever you have something that could be exposed, a lie that could be easily revealed, people won't lie. They'll be embarrassed. So, let's if he says that Ploni was Ma'aser for me, so everyone should be believed. That's Rabbi Yonah's question. So, Mari answers, I'm Rabbah, Tifta Kamandam, Rakusi Kagai. Now what? That there's a machloikas, there's Spalgan, the Gemara quotes that there's a machloikas, kuti gagoi, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that he's a loch like a garbage, shemirim li aloimer, kusik in Yisrael, chol davri, he is like Yisrael. Our Gemara is holding that like Rebbe, that it's a loch like a guy, mamele, he's not believed on anything. Ve'etzel and Rachel kipay raisov. Finally, the Gemara says, if you deposit produce by a guy, so it says in the end of the Mishnah, it says, so we're resuming now again, interrupted by a phone call. It says that if you're mafkin it by a guy, it has halacha like his peiros, meaning that it's vaday, okay? So it's vaytevel. So the Gemara asks a stira to the Reisha. Hachat amalut tochon hanochi demai. In the Reisha of the first case of the Mishnah, we said that if you bring it to a grinder, that's a guy that you assume that it is demai. It's a suffix. For hachat amalut it's a hanochi kepei reisha. You're saying that it's a vaday. It's vaytevel. So what's the difference? And for the Gemara, kam kupim bekupois. Kind of papyrus, papyrus. So when it comes to a box, switching a box, that's easier to make a switch because they're basically the same thing. A box holds, you know, 1 saw or 1/2 pound or whatever. It's a fixed amount. It's easy to fix to switch it. So that will be chayshish from to do. That's the safe of the Mishnah. So it's therefore it's considered like a vaday. But in the reisha, so if you have a loose pile, that's much more difficult. And therefore, it would be not as easily done, and therefore, it is a suffix. And that's the end of Chavtes.